Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has taken a small step towards recognizing the basic rights of women. On Tuesday, Saudi Arabia's King Salman reversed a long-held law in the kingdom and ordered that women be allowed to drive, at least legally. Saudi Arabia is the last country to hold on to a law like this, and the change comes after a fierce campaign led by Saudi women, along with years of outside pressure. Here's one woman's reaction.
The timing is a bit, you know, tricky was because we are not prepared yet as a system. For example, that we don't have a female driving school. We don't have even like AAA. The driving, it's for Saudis, I think it's a taboo. It's not about the driving itself. Like, for example, I will not gonna drive, and most of the people who campaign, it's not important to them. They are wealthy, they can have cars with the drivers. It's about the idea itself, the equality between men and women.
That's Haifa Al-Hababi, the first female to register as a candidate in a Saudi Arabian election. For more perspective now, I'm joined by Robin Wright, joint fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace and the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, and a contributing writer to The New Yorker. Robin Wright says it may not be quite time to celebrate. Robin, welcome.
Great to be with you.
Good to have you. Robin, the idea of celebrating at all in 2017 that women might be allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia is astounding in itself, but that's where we are. This is a long debate. How did we get here?
Well, for a lot of reasons that may not have to do with women's rights in Saudi Arabia, the fact is the kingdom is under extraordinary pressure right now. And in part because of the changing demographics, women are today over 60% of the university student body, and yet only a fraction of the labor force. But more fundamentally, Saudi Arabia is facing critical political transitions, huge economic problems. It's waging a war that's often compared with America's Vietnam in its campaign in Yemen. It has feuds with a neighboring sheikhdom, Qatar, and growing tensions with Iran across the Persian Gulf. This is a moment when the king may be trying to address a social issue in an attempt to divert attention from a lot of other fundamental problems the kingdom faces.
So diverting attention because of his other political issues is one thing. Was the outside pressure, which did come from the United States, other Western democracies to varying degrees, do you think that plays a major role here, or was it really about the king's domestic concerns?
I think this is a little bit a response to international pressure, but remember that pressure has been consistent now for decades. Saudi Arabia is the last country on earth where women have not been allowed to drive, and again, by many decades. But I think the internal pressures, trying to pave the way the king is for his young son, who has been this year named the crown prince, ousting the former crown prince, an experienced man who was interior minister and had forced al-Qaeda out of the kingdom in favor of a young man, very limited experience, was not, like many of the other princes, educated abroad, and that he's trying to change some of the dynamics now in order to win and curry favor among his population for what's basically carving out a new royal family from a much larger royal family.
Well, that's the politics. Let's talk about how this change in the law might actually operate in Saudi Arabia, Robin Wright. You've written that it's not necessarily time to celebrate. What about the culture? I mean, even if women now have a right to get a driver's license, what if their brother or husband forbids them to do it? What if they won't escort them to the Saudi DMV to apply in the first place?
Well, there are a lot of caveats, a lot of things we don't know yet, and the law is not set to go into effect until June of next year, and it's kind of curious why the delay. There's a new body that has been created to establish guidelines on how this might be implemented, and there are some questions already about, are they going to establish guidelines that may be different for women than they are for men? In the past, when this idea has been proposed, they've talked about allowing women to drive only to work or to go shopping, but not to do what they consider joyriding. In other words, driving around just for pleasure. And there are questions about, do they have to get written permission from the male guardian in their life, be it their son, their husband, their brother, their father, to get a license, just as they do to get a passport passport or to travel overseas. And so there are a lot of questions about whether this is going to be equal rights just for driving for women.
And if there were internal political pressures that helped lead to this moment, Robin, right, those can change. And there might be a significant chance that the kingdom could backtrack.
Well, the big question, of course, is can they get the sign-on from the religious clerics? And the new law actually says that this must comply with Islamic Sharia or Islamic law. And there are many clerics recently and in the past who have repeatedly said women should never have the right to drive. In fact, just last week, a senior cleric responsible for issuing fatwas or religious decrees in one of the largest governorates decreed that women only have a quarter of the size of the brain of a man and therefore should never be allowed to drive.
I'm speechless by what you just said, Robin Wright. I have to admit, a new decree from King Salman in Saudi Arabia, giving women, or at least appearing to give women, the right to drive in the kingdom. Robin Wright, we're going to let you go. It sounds, Robin, like you're on the side of the road in your car right now. I think I can hear your hazard lights.
You can indeed. I'm driving.
You are. And Robin Wright, it is a pleasure to have you bring us up to date on the new law in Saudi Arabia from the side of the road in your car that you decided to drive and that you own. Thank you so much, Robin Wright.
Thank you.